Hello everyone, this is Moussef Asker and thank you so much for joining us today in this new call of Your Divine Uniqueness. Today it will be a really special call. So we have Carmel Riley, which is back on the show. She's been with us last month on September. And it was really, really amazing call. We talked about the new moon and astrological updates and the information that Carmel shared with us. It was really eye-opening on so many levels. And very happy that she's back today. And she will be sharing about about astrological updates, about the energy that we are experiencing currently as the Mercury is going retrograde today, and also how we can activate the Scorpio energies, and also amplify the heart energy and manifesting from the heart using the sacred gems. And also during the Q&A, where you can ask Carmel your questions. So today it will be, we'll do new things, different than the last time. And Carmel can work with you one-on-one, so either in one of those four subjects, so we can choose one of them which are so either connecting to your birthday crystal, or for that you need to share your day of birth and the month, or you can also ask for your own crystal astrology in case you already know the elements of your natal charts, and you can ask about how to activate your own crystal that you already have, or any object that you have, and ask about your personal guides and connect with one stargate. So I will remind you about that when we reach the Q&A. So this will be very, very exciting call. So thank you everyone for joining us again today, and thank you so much, Carmel, for joining us back. Very happy to have you with us.
Kia ora, Moussef. Kia ora from Aotearoa, New Zealand, and kia ora to everyone out there who's listening live and who may listen in the future. It's my absolute pleasure to be here today and just to really signal how brave we are all coming together just before Mercury goes into its direct phase. So Mercury is the planet of thinking and communication, so we can all sometimes be challenged by new activities and new information in this realm. So I just would like, and as it's and it's making its turn in 27 degrees of Scorpio, so that's a really significant point, 27 degrees. So I just, that's a prelim to the conversation, but I just would like to acknowledge the braveness of everyone coming through and listening to this. We're going to go deep into our human psyche, our human personality, and our innate ability is to heal ourselves, and which we're all born with. So it's brave. Well, it's particularly brave for the two of us, so I just want to acknowledge that and encourage everyone at this moment to just connect with your heart and circle the energy around which will connect all of us. So I'm really looking forward to this conversation. Modi order, maybe be like.
Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful. What we're experiencing, like the Mercury retrograde, is really bringing, energies for healing, like for shadow work and healing all the emotional wounds. And also at the same time, like during this time, it's also there is energies that's helps to for transformation and connecting more deeply to our gifts and own power. So I would love if we can start, if you can maybe tell us what is happening astrologically currently, and then we can talk about how this is reflected in our day-to-day life.
Thank you for that. So really, I think again, with all astrology, and it's more a conversation about what is going on within the sky that we bring down to ground with us into our own reality. So it's what we take from above and we draw within. And that is quite an important place to start, because often very few people actually take the time at any point in their lives to actually look up. And when we are born, we are born with an enormous stargate, which is the sky above us. And actually some wisdom traditions around the earth take their babies. I know in African, many African traditions, babies are actually taken and introduced to the sky. So that introduces the concept that we're part of something massively greater than our own little existences. And I think that that really is the place to start in terms of both astronomy. And we have some amazing advances with satellite pictures that we can now see, which are proof of how vast the sky is. But astrology is really just the observation from many cultures, but I guess brought into a systemized way by the Greeks, of actually mapping the sky and then bringing and seeing the way that over certain periods and through certain cycles and as stars processed and as we became more conscious of the sun and its movements and moved away from our lunar calendars, what we actually began to see was characteristics in humans. And so the Greeks also put the characteristics of godly and gods into the sky and mapped it that way. But it's just a really it's a wonderful reminder of something that is so enormously vast. And so in terms of that, that's the big picture. In terms of the smaller picture and what is happening now, we have one planet, which is Mercury, which is the fastest turning planet, and that's as it makes its orbit around the sun. All planets can slow down. They don't go backwards, but in relation to the Earth, they stand still. So that's why we have a retrograde. And it's a cycle. And really, it's, I guess, Mercury is a planet, a very small hot red one, which is characterized and linked with the sign of Gemini, and the sign of Gemini is a constellation of stars. So what it reminds us, and it's not just for people who are born with at the time when the sun is in Gemini, so that's a month between late May and late June, it actually is a time, we all have Gemini placements, some of us have more. So really that's a call of this planet, where it is, for us to be mindful and heartful of how we think and how we speak and how we communicate. When it goes retrograde, it's a time to think and reflect and possibly not act, not to advance as quick as we might like. This particular retrograde, as I said, is in 27 degrees of Scorpio. So what we have here is Scorpio is the realm that rules the big cycles of life. So that's how we come into the world through union. It is through how we leave the world. It's what we leave behind as a legacy. And it delves deep into the human psyche. From a Western point of view, from a indigenous point of view, the realm of Scorpio is actually about enterprise and daring. So that constellation of stars for us is a fishhook. We call it Maui, and some people know who the god Maui is, or demigod. He wasn't quite a god. He was both god, half god and half man. But he was an archetypal character, and his symbolism really is enterprise and daring. So you balance that against the Western view of astrology, which is about the deep passages in the learning, and that kind of, it symbolises all that we can learn from the big passages of life. And some of those passages of life have wounded us, and in some of those phases we have wounded others. So it really is a call to go deep within and understand those energies which Scorpio, who is ruled by the planet Pluto, and that Plutonian energy is I describe it as the greatest force of evil, or the greatest power of good. And it's an intensely female energy that most women and some men as well will understand. When you feel that Plutonian energy, it's deep and dark and can be vengeful, but it also can be a huge source for and force for doing good and for healing. So we have this huge this challenge of how we think, how we absorb information, how we communicate with others, and how we act as a result of this, in this deep space, which is our greatest connection as humans through to life itself, life on Earth, and life with our fellow humans. So just those two cycles themselves are significant. There are some other things going on with the orbits of the planets and in this sign of Scorpio as well, but I think those two are quite... those cycles, the cycle of thinking and communication and how we act, how we absorb information, as well as the Scorpio passage, which is the human mastery, I guess, and traverses both wounding and the emergence out of that loss. So those are great places to start with some of the things that are going on and how we, I think, the opportunity for anybody who is interested in how these cycles are playing out for them. The really interesting thing is, what do you do when you are challenged? What do you do when you feel the intensity of what's going on? How do you assimilate this within yourself? How do you overcome those challenges? And very importantly, how do you connect with others who might be going through the same journey? So, yeah, I think that's a really good place to start, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I love the question that you just asked, because when we learn about those cycles that we go through, like, they bring to us sometimes challenges, sometimes experiences for us to grow and to go deeper within. But still, we have the free will of how we can, react, or how we can use those energies, how we can relate to others and to ourselves. So we still have the choice in our decision and our choices.
We do, and I think that a lot of people may not understand this, and possibly, you know, that is a conversation, once if that we've had ourselves, is that most people really understand astrology only in terms of the sun and where the sun is in the sky. And so they know, they have this vague idea, if they're born in the late May, that they're Gemini, or if you're born at this time of year, the year between late October and the 22nd of November, you have some idea that you're Scorpio. But that is just where the sun is. And so I think something I always try to encourage people to understand with astrology is that if you just focus on the sun, and yes, it's an enormous star and it does bring life to this planet in a way where life does not exist on other planets in our galaxy. But if you just concentrate on the sun, you miss all the little complexities and a lineage, I guess, and this is where the work comes in with crystals, a lineage of stargates. So the sun sets one stargate. It sets the passage of time, and the sun is in the constellation of stars determined by the equinox, so it depends where you are on the Earth, how that affects you. But it is a very wide window, and I'm not sure if you experience this, but people will say, well, I don't really feel like a Leo, I don't really feel like a Cancer, because they're only focusing on the sun. So the astrology is all of the planets and then all of the fixed stars and then the deep space, and that deep space is how we choose to assimilate, how deep or how shallow we may go. So I think that's really that's a precursor to sharing with everybody that this period of time, which is about wounds, loss, emergence, and healing, and understanding that deep feminine power within ourselves, which can be both good and incredibly destructive. It's for people to understand everybody has an area of their life which Pluto in the realm of Scorpio rules. Some people have more placements. So you have more, when you were born, there were more planets that were in that star constellation. And I think that's something that we've discovered together is your own planetary placements in Scorpio, Monsef, and the realm which that governs, which is obviously why you do this work and you are drawn towards this. Do you want to share a bit about that? Because I think that's really quite an interesting, yeah. And then I can tell you a bit more about your degree, because if anyone else has this degree, it's very important to take note of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
When we first started talking, I don't think, did you know you were Scorpio rising?
Yeah, when we talked the last time, you shared with me about that. Yeah, some of it.
But prior to that, because you know, it's not your birthday, is it? So that is that was quite an interesting thing we've teased out between the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think for your listeners, the same. There'll be strong Scorpio placements, because if you're listening to you. I mean, and I hope you don't mind me sharing this myself, that you are 26 degrees of rising in Scorpio. So that's in the last period when the sun was in that star constellation. So in the last degrees are quite significant. And I have a planet called Jupiter, the planet Jupiter in my chart is at 27 degrees of Scorpio. And when that period hits last year, I think it was in November the 8th, last year Jupiter went into Scorpio above us, it triggered within me and my natal planet of Jupiter at that degree. And for you, you're 1 degree off. So I always encourage people to find out the degree of any placement if they're interested in astrology, because if you have anything around 26, 27 or 28, it essentially is like a deep, it's like a deep pull into the galactic center of our universe, which is 27 degrees of Sagittarius. And what that means, just in short, is that you will be drawn into a depth that whatever the realm is, whatever the expression is, you'll be able to tap into that. And in the galactic core, or Aio, we sometimes describe it down here, is an enormous source of lineage and information. So it's kind of like a portal that draws you in. So just mentioning that, because I think that there is more complexity to this, but if you have anything around that 26, 27, 28 degrees in any sign, not just Scorpio, not just Sagittarius, I mean, if you've got 27 degrees of Sagittarius, it's most marvelous gifts. They have the most amazing manifestors that we'll ever meet. They think things and they pop up straight away. But if it could be 27 or 26 degrees in Cancer, Gemini, all of those are really significant placements in terms of accessing the deep sources of information which have cycled around us as humans for many years. So that, I guess, is important. But it's just this is such a significant time, and such a significant time for Mercury to go retrograde. We are in a universal year, 3 year, if you follow numerology. So that is totally about healing. So this is, for everyone and everyone who is listening, is such a great time just to get in touch with where you are in your inner and amazing potential to work with your own wounds and to transform those. If you have any of those critical degrees, and if we've got anyone listening who wants to share with us later where they are, they're really significant. really significant. But everybody has Scorpio in their chart somewhere. And mm-hmm. when you find that, and if you are interested in that, it is a way of, I guess, being able to navigate your own, which, you know, some of the complexities of your life, some of the challenges of your life. It may explain the wounding that you've experienced, the density, the contraction, the compression, why you can't move forward, why you're challenged by relationships, why you're challenged by life itself, why you have no confidence, why you struggle with this, you know, your own core wounds and the wounds that you have absorbed unconsciously from generations of your family and the circling of energies that come through. So I'm always really, it is one of my personal desires to connect people with their stardust, and knowing the dust that settles in the wounds that we bear is one of the most beautiful and easily accessible, once you know it, ways of transforming your own wounds and rising out and being able to essentially become the phoenix that emerges out of the ashes, so that you can transform and bring beauty to your world and our world. I love Scorpio.
Yeah.
I think it's one of my, I love the energy of it, and I just think there, I love to involve others so that they realize they are the healer. They are the healer, and that power comes from within, and it comes from their ancestral line, and it comes from being humans in this time, and it's always there. You just have to be more appreciative, and it's above.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for this information. It's really helpful. And also when we know there are challenging experiences we are going through and deep healing that we're experiencing, mm-hmm. but when we understand the big pictures, it makes more sense, and the experience really shifts when we have this awareness. Thank you so much. And so we know what we are experiencing, what is happening, and also through this, when these emotions and we experience these challenges, how can we move through this with more ease? Because we don't want also to suppress that, because we will end up in self-judgment, and it's not something that will help in healing, but allow ourselves to feel that. But how to make these experiences much easier and much graceful, and also can help us to communicate with others in a way that honor all people involved?
That's a great question. And I think the first place that I always like to start is again above, and a knowledge of the vastness of the universe. When you begin to understand more about your own astrology, and begin to access I call them stargates, because we have some incredible tools that have been developed over many thousands of years from observation of the natural world, and particularly the natural sky. I mean, we live in little houses in cities full of light, so it's not as easy to see the stars, but we as humans evolved through observation of the moon and observation, then we turn to the sun and the sun calendars, and then behind that there's the pole stars, these 26,000 year cycles, so, and they drive the sun. So we have these tools that are there, and part of that is having an appreciation of the night sky. Part of that is understanding whether under the earth, really, what exists under our feet. And then if you connect through, whether it's accessed directly into a stargate because of your own degrees or your own natal chart, what you were gifted when you were from with the planets in the sky up above when you were born. So we can actually draw when we learn and when we open ourselves to learning, we realize we are actually supported by something far greater. So in understanding that, we can step into those. Essentially, if you think, I think the best way of describing them is, and if you've ever stood on, there are sacred sites on the earth where you feel this without even needing it to be expressed. It's just a knowing. It's like the energy of the stars just comes right down through and into the earth and the pulse of the earth, which comes up deep, can connect and links up with the sky. And then when you bring your heart, and I guess this is the place where you know, one of the most and probably one and the most useful tool that you have is beating in your chest. And that your heart has 60 times more electrical power than your brain. It's just massive. And when you can learn to connect in with those tools, the tools up above, the tools down below, that's, we'll get to crystals in this conversation with that at some point. But underneath our feet are eons and compacted earth rocks, you know, the formation of the earth. That is again is another tool, which is why we feel so good when we stand on the grass or we stand on a mountaintop. These are tools that are accessible to us, and with use of your heart to connect in to those, the power of those tools is a way of, I guess, making it easier to navigate your own life challenges, because often we can be so swamped in our emotions, and particularly if you haven't done a lot of work on them and have stored them in your body for a long time and have absorbed programs, beliefs and stories that are not your own. Well, we can be drawn into that as soon as we expand, as soon as we draw back our shoulders, connect with our heart, when we realize the power of our heart as both a mechanical pump but also as an electrical magnetic force that can change our field, we then tap into those tools. And I like to call them stargates because there are these columns. I see them as columns of circling stardust that go right down through into Mother Earth. It makes it easier for us. So we can struggle away. You and I can struggle away with our challenges. We can struggle away with relationships that are drawn by our patterns. We can release these emotions. We can work really hard. We can think really hard. But if we use our hearts and we tap into these big powers above and below and we connect them all up, it is 100 times, maybe 1,000 times more effective than going to sit on the couch of your counsellor or even deep in meditation. We can find it, the stillness and the space we can get within, but it's hard when you start, and we're so used to humanly tools or humanly forces that to guide us. We find it very difficult to get within ourselves without a sustained practice. So this way of using stargates actually makes it rapidly easier. And whatever your challenge is, there's a crystal for it, a rock for it. Whatever when you find your fixed stars that are guiding you, there's enormous amounts of information and guidance, ancestral, the whole starseed emergence that we're seeing in humans is part of that. But I guess what I like to share with people is it's not just some people who are starseeds. We're all made of stardust. We've just forgotten. We've forgotten how to access these tools. We've forgotten their value, and we believe that our humanness is responsible and is the key to everything, whereas it's not. So I think that's it's hard to explain in a, because we're also used to disconnecting and keeping the systems separate, whereas I like to encourage people to use the full scale of tools that make it easier for them to get within themselves, because ultimately that is the aim, is to come into your heart, is to come into your body, is to come into your field, your electrical field, is to let go of emotions that and core beliefs that are not yours and do you no good. Ultimately, that's where you want to get to, but that is not an easy process to learn by yourself. So stargates, using crystals, empowering those crystals, using your heart to access wisdom, divine wisdom, is a lot easier than trying to deal with the density of your own experience and your own challenges. Does that answer the question in a very, very convoluted way?
Yeah, it's really answer. How to say? Because like you gave like different tools, and also like everyone will be drawn to some of them. And also, like you said, sometimes it's really difficult when we do it on our own, because it's the energy, it's so overwhelming. But when we use like some tools, like you said, the crystals, when we activate them and use them, it really can help, or other tools as well. So that was very helpful. Thank you so much.
Well, there's also
yeah.
I was just saying, there's also your planets and
right.
More than your sun sign, and knowing, as we've talked, you know, we've talked quite a bit about Scorpio. So understanding what, when you were born, what planets were in Scorpio, what realm of your psyche, your character is determined by the experience of Scorpio. And I mention this because Scorpio is about healing, and we want...
Yeah.
If we want rapid healing, we can also tap into those gifts to get us again back to our heart and back to our innate ability as healers. And so many times people believe that they go and visit somebody, a guide who's helping them with a tool, with a modality, whatever that is, and they see that other person as the healer, without realizing if that healer is a good guide, all they are doing is unlocking your own innate abilities. Because we're not born to die. We don't live in a dead universe. Our time is not necessarily finite. The expression of our energy, our divine energy, is not finite. But we choose to accept that smallness of ourselves. So. And we choose to think that it's only another person or another experience that will unlock that for us, without realizing the innate ability we all have, and our purpose as we come into life is to become aware and to heal. And when you understand that ability, which the realm of Scorpio can and the use of these tools can accentuate, but when you realize that and the power of your heart to shift pretty much anything in your field, anything in your life, that is the gift of that amplifies anything else you might do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so beautiful. yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much, Carmen. And so also I would love like our audience to maybe to get more information about what we were talking about through the Q&A and what the question that they can ask. So can we start taking questions?
Okay. Absolutely. And I've just gone a little bit slowly because I also would like to work through with each caller where they're at in their own, because as I said, this year, 2019, which is distilled to a 3, is probably one of the most powerful healing years we've had for a really long time. And next year we flip back into a series of eclipses, and we've got some density. It's a Master 22 year next year. So that's all about building on a grand scale. So really the work that we do this year in this healing realm, in this light realm, in this play realm, in this fun, and the 3 is all about, you know, about moving through light and play and having a good time, and but also addressing our own ability as healers. So I think, yeah, it'd be great if we could slowly not only just connect people with their crystals, but also talk about where they're at in terms of this universal year. So again, if people just want to find their personal stargate from their sun sign, it's really easy, and we can also work out where they're at in the healing journey in terms of this universal year. So I just have to do. I might take a little bit of time while I'm working that out, but it would be great for people to understand that, because that will give them an idea of how fast they may be able to deal with an issue that they're working with.
Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful. So everyone, if you are on the phone or the web call and want to talk to Carmel, you can raise your hand by pressing *2. And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your question on the question box. Like Carmel said, like the different thing that she can work with you. And also if you want to know your birthday crystal, you can share your, if you are on the webcast, you can just type in your, the day of your birth and the month. And then I will share it with Carmel. And if you are calling in, so you can share it with her directly. Carmel, I feel maybe guided, so we can have the Q&A. We will not like interrupt in the middle of it. I would love like if we can, during the time to receive the questions from the audience, if we can talk about the astro jewels and the hematite tiki and magnetite tiki first, because I feel these are really, really powerful tools that our audience can use during those like those times of transformations and energies that are really accelerating. And so everyone, I invite you to visit the link yourdivineuniqueness.com/Carmel, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Carmel, CARMELLE. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page when it becomes available there. So yeah, we have two different packages. Carmel, can you maybe share with us about those tools and what they can help our audience
sure.
with.
Sure. So thank you, Monsef. The Astro Jewels collection, I truly believe this is a divine collaboration, because it started a friendship with a New Jersey-based American astrologer, Crystal B., who we had a conversation online, and then it ended up being a business collaboration filled with lots of love, and we developed the 12 astro jewels. So there is one wristlet, which is quite a significant collection of different gemstones that sync with the energy of each sign, from Aries through to Pisces. And it's really, they're incredibly, so we designed them thinking about the energies, and then I collected the crystals, which are tiny. Some of them are only a millimetre big, so they're tiny gemstones, which on a hematite base, because, and I'll talk about the hematite with a tiki, one of the most empowering crystal or gemstones that you can work with is hematite, which regulates your blood and helps with swelling and inflammation. And more recently, we've been working with a magnetized version. And I just encourage anyone who's feeling a bit of pain to slip a fridge magnet inside their pocket or into their brazier, because they I don't know what magnets do, but they amplify everything. And hematite does that as well. So all of our astrogels have a base of either the natural hematite, which is the metallic grey, or they're silver or gold plated. And that amplifies the energy of each of the crystals that's in the astrogels. So we have one wristlet for each of the signs, and I have, and quite a few people, or a few of our clients actually end up wearing either a different astrogel on each wrist or the same. So right at the moment, I've been wearing mine and haven't taken them off since my natal Jupiter was triggered last year on November 8th. So I've had one Scorpio and one Sagittarius. And I've worn them for the year, so you can, they're really durable. You can wear them, and they, you can wear them in the shower, you can wear them swimming, you don't have to take them off. And I when I'm moving through a transit, I like to bring the energy with me, so that's why that's the choice. In the special offer, I think we have a Taurus. We've teamed up the duality of Scorpio with its other sign 6 months back, and on the other side of the astrological zodiac wheel. So Scorpio and Taurus are together, and Taurus is governed by the planet Venus, which is love. And interestingly, in this period of time, Venus, the Sun and Mercury are actually closely together, which is a stellium, which means they work together. So Taurus is a great, if you have strong Scorpio placements, if you're rising, or if you have a Scorpio sun, it's great to wear Taurus with alongside. That brings the balance of the other, the duality. Which is why we feature that. So there's the astrogel collection, and we and a really interesting thing we find with our clients is that they don't. If you don't present. If I bring out the collection and just work with a person and they don't know their astrology, they will always be drawn to wherever they are in their own development, self-development. So they may not, you may not necessarily choose your sun. And as I said, I'm a Leo sun, double Cancer, and I'm wearing Scorpio and Sagittarius. So it's really interesting how the crystals and the person call to each other, without the rationality of any explanation. But as I disclose to you, we all have all of the signs in our mm-hmm. natal birth chart, so anything that is relevant can come through. So those are the astrogels. We also have the Heiteki, and this particular Heiteki is in hematite, in plated rainbow hematite. He's a magical little character. And our Heiteki are an ancient talisman in the Pacific. Lots of indigenous Pacific cultures have both tiki as a standing or as a like a statue, or a, we call it a po. So it's a significant feature of a house or a meeting house or a landscape. The Heiteki is an ancient guardian or kaitiaki of for females, but also men wear them as well. It's just that feminine power that embraces the great side of Scorpio. So that is prosperity, that is abundance, it's fertility, it's signals, that the guardian of life. So plated in this rainbow hematite is actually the tonga, or the stone, the crystal for Halloween. So anyone who is Scorpio 8 or 9, who has either was born on October the 31st or has that astrological degree in the chart, this is the magical tiki for you. And it's magic. It really is. All sorts of wonderful things happen when you wear this hematite tiki. I think I've been wearing mine for 6 months since we first designed and brought them in, and we had lots of Heiteki, but this is by far my favourite. I think it symbolises to me all of the stardust and the magical potential of life. So Yeah, that's a great one to wear. And we've teamed it in this offer with the Scorpio necklace strand, and that's custom made. And I make them and bless them as I make them, which is very important to remember with any crystals. Any object in your world is to treat it as a divine object, and particularly with your crystals. The more you add your intention to what you're seeking in the relationship with them, the more they will bring that to bear for you. The more you'll notice it. It is, you know, the more you connect your heart power to any object, particularly a crystal, because a crystal's so dense and holds so much power, the more you'll feel the impact of what you're seeking. The intention you place out there into your field starts to affect all of the electrical signals around you, and that draws the experiences to you that you're seeking. So this little hematite heiteki, as I've said, I have an intention of love, healing, protection, and connection. Those are the messages that came through when we designed this little man, and I truly believe that those influences have been much greater in my life since the intention was placed and put out there. And I keep reiterating that so that continues. Yeah. So I think that explains both the packages. But really keen to are very happy to answer any questions, or to if anyone's particularly interested about some of the other astro jewels outside of Taurus and Scorpio.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much, Carmel. Very grateful to you that you are offering those tours, and really love that, like you said, like the energy, like really knows what we need, and like you said, we don't need to know all the rational thing about the astrology. It's those tools can help us with amplifying our energy, our heart energy, and help us during the experiences that we are going through and the healing. So, very, very happy that we are able to share your tools with our audience. So thank you so much for that opportunity. And everyone, really highly, really recommend using these tools really allowing yourself to experience the power and the healing that they help you with. Mm-hmm. So, again, the link to get one of those is yourdivineuniqueness.com/Carmel, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Carmel, CARMELLE. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page. All right, so let's start taking questions. Go ahead. Yeah.
I didn't add. It's important to add, because probably this is the eye of the jewel, is that people either purchase the astro jewels or they purchase a heiteki with the necklace strand, that we have added for either package a giveaway of a stainless steel heiteki, and on the back of it has a magnet, and it's that in itself is an amplifier, which you can use for pain, physical pain, and you can use to amplify anything that you seek in your life. It's magnets are enormous healers, healing tools. They can really shift things that we struggle to shift ourselves in a matter of seconds. So we use them a lot. And they will multiply and multiply anything that you choose to, any intention you place into any other crystal or any other object, sacred object that's important to you. I carry one in my bra, and pretty much everybody I know has. All my female friends have one in their bra, and I give them, you know, it's an amazing gift, really, to work with these. They change things. They really do.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah,
so that's a giveaway, and I think they're valid, that they have a value, but we just want to share them. So rather than discount the products, we're adding this extra special little bonus.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Carmen, for that. So yeah, beautiful. Let's see. So can we start taking questions?
Absolutely. Love to.
All right. So we have a caller from Austin, Texas, phone number ending with 4047. Hello?
Yes, hello, Monte.
Hi. What is your name?
Hi, this is Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Montev. Hi, Carmel.
Hi, Teresa. Kilda.
Pleasure. I'm calling. I just kind of felt drawn to call in, and I thought it would be a lot of fun as well to please find out my astrology crystal.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
I do have my natal chart in front of me, if that's helpful.
Awesome. So what crystals would you like to connect? What elements of your chart would you like to connect with? Maybe, do you want to pick? If we do three, I can give you your three. If we do your sun and your moon and your rising, that'll give you the triptych point within for yourself.
Okay, great. Yes, I'm interested in healing for myself and for others. I do body work.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just leave it to your guidance in that sense.
And Teresa, would you be able to share just, you know, not your birth year, but just the day of your birth and the month of your birth as well, so I can give you your where you're at in the universal healing year?
Great. Yes, it's September 23rd.
Okay. So you're in an 8 year. Were you aware of that?
I did not know.
It's an 8.
No.
Okay. So the 8 year is around abundance, really. So, and it's a year where the themes of money and wealth and abundance are part of. So there are issues around for you. There'll be that, and you have a greater power where it comes to making decisions around material possessions and around wealth in its widest sense.
Well,
that's
great.
Your year. That's where you are in the remainder of this healing year, and in that cycle. So in September the 20th, would you like me to connect you with your sun? Do you have your rising and your moon degrees there as well?
I do, yes.
Okay, so we'll go to September, where are we, 23. Did you have a good birthday?
I did, thank you, yes.
Okay, so there's September 23 and 24, both are on the cusp of Libra 1, so we have two periods of intersect there, and the crystal for your Libra 1 sun is Numite. Have you heard of Numite?
I have not, no.
Okay, so it's a really interesting stone. It's we call it the stone of the void, and it lines up with a little black hole called Messier 87. Have you heard of that? Some research.
Oh, no.
You do. So the affirmation, your affirmation that comes with your sun sign, is accessing the void and the mysteries of the ever-expanding universe where shadow and light converge, become accessible to me through reflection and meditation. So that's that's your direct access into the void, where you can explore the themes of shadow and light, which is really important if you're doing body work.
Yes, yes. Wow.
So
I like that. Thank you.
Yeah, and your rising is what degree of?
Okay. Rising sign is in Libra. And I'm sorry, I'm looking at the chart. It looks like it's Libra, 0 degrees Libra.
She must have been born in the morning. The charts always, everything lines up. Your rising sign there. Okay. And your moon, I'll get both of them and then come back to you with the crystals. So your moon sign is?
Okay.
Your moon degree is?
Yes. So moon sign is in Pisces, and it is 1 degree of Pisces.
Wow. Okay. Right. So you're a double Libra. So you're obviously the peacemaker in your family and the mediator and the balancer. Is that correct?
Let's see. I try to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, with those degrees, you know, with those placements of Libra and, you know, that's a real call guided by Venus to bring balance. And it comes really natural to you. So with Libra, with your rising sign, which is Libra, zero degrees, the crystal is white opal, and that's the stone of the divine. So that's a key. And because you're on the ecliptical fall for you, so you're right on the line of the horizon if we're taking an astrological universal chart. So the stone of the divine, the affirmation is, I am a jewel reflecting opalescent white light for the deepest and widest expressions of the divine on earth. No pressure there. You're a reflection of the divine on earth, Teresa. White opals are the most beautiful stones. Do you have any? Have you connected with those?
Well, I've always liked the opalescence of any stone, like moonstone or those colors. Yes, thank you.
Well, that's why, and that's because it really is part of you, that divine light, is part of your core essence. Right, well, we better get to over to your moon. So would you be motivated towards helping other people? Are you a bit of a conduit for everything that happens in the universe? And sometimes we talk about the Pisces expression as being the doormat.
No, I feel pretty confident that I work through a lot of that, I think. Yeah.
But has that been a theme for you in your healing journey, is the absorption of everything on behalf of everybody?
I think earlier on, yes.
Okay, so in the degree, is it close to, because I need to make sure that, are you close to, because every degree has a second as well, so it'll be 1 degree something. Can you see the rest of, it's just important because if it's in the lower, we round down. If it's in the higher, then I would round up.
Okay.
So zero, it's 1 degree, Pisces 1 degree, what is the second? It'll be a little, it's a little mark, just as you've got your chart with you.
Oh,
you know,
yes, the second one. Yes. Okay, yeah. So moon, it's 1 degrees in Pisces, and then after that, there's an 11.
Oh, okay, so that, which is what I was going to, which is what I've intuited. just looking at the two numbers, so that you have on for your moon sign, you have a silver hematite. Lucky you, I was raving about it before. It's one of my favorite crystals because it's such a balancer. So I don't know if you worked with hematite before in your work, or have you?
I have a bracelet and I feel drawn to wear it. Yes.
Okay, so silver-plated hematite, which the Pisces astro jewel has quite a lot of that silver as well as the amethyst. We haven't got that in this featured in the picture, but if you're interested in those astro jewels, the Pisces probably has the biggest. I don't think it has any gold. It's all silver hematite. So that's the reference for silver hematite is a superconductor stone, and the affirmation is The pursuit of inner balance attracts and is a superconductor for prosperity and grounding magnetism. So that's the affirmation that we encourage people to place in their silver in the hematite crystal when they have it, silver hematite. So that's your moon sign. So those, you've got Numite and white opal and silver hematite. Those are critical crystals for your degree, which I mean, in your work, you know, wear them, have them in the room, carry them in your pockets. I wish I could show you how many necklaces I'm wearing right at the moment. I wear as many rings of different interesting crystals as I can get. Wearing those taonga, which is our treasure, word for treasure, Māori word for treasure, and also it is what we use it to refer to crystals, because all crystals come from the earth and they are a treasure of the earth. So I would, yeah, I just really encourage you to bring those crystals into your physicality or your physical realm, because they'll help you. And if you're working, you know, as you said, working with body work, and bringing that white opal essence of the divine into your work with others and into your own continued self-development. The infinite is possible.
Yeah. That's great. It's inspired. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, enjoy and remember, just keep talking to them. Connect with your heart. Connect to those crystals, whatever you currently have. But as you bring these other ones in, you need to, you know, just work with them, because they will reflect what you intend and where your intention goes with them. Thanks for calling in. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Carmel. Thank you, Monte.
Thank you, Teresa. Beautiful. Yeah, thank you so much, Carmel. Yeah, I really loved the interaction you had with her and also the information you gave her. That was very powerful.
The really interesting thing is if people, we haven't included this, maybe we'll do this in another collaboration, Monsef, is that when you get, so if you have your total chart, including all the asteroids, and you have, and fixed stars as well, when you actually draw, and I've done this with quite a few clients, when you actually see all of the crystals that and how the colours of all of them, of your entire chart, it actually paints your aura, and it's quite spooky, but it really does, and it's really wonderful. So it was great, you know, in Teresa's chart, just seeing the flashings of the divine light through particularly through the white opal and the luminescence and the silver hematite. So we only did a fraction of her degrees, but when you do the whole lot, it is such a picture of a person's aura. It's quite spooky, and also, I guess it's, you know, it just makes what is known manifest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Carmen, and
you're welcome.
Thank you again, Teresa. Let's see on the webcast, we have Sally from Clearwater. She said, hi, and thanks. My birthday is September 29, and she wants to know about her birthday crystal.
Okay, so that's really cool. We've got two Libra suns. We must have connected into that pulse.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to do the, so we've got 9, 11, I'm just doing where Sally is in the universal year of healing. So this is a year of change with a 5 energy. So Sally, I'm not sure if, sometimes 5 years can be challenging because the change can come, bring us things that are different experiences, and it's also a number that's highly associated with the senses in the world, so you can be more sensitive towards the impact of change. and on, so that's just where you are in the universal years. The stone for, I'm just trying to work, so there's my intuit, because without knowing the little degree you can slip between two, is the, with Libra 7, so we've rounded up, and that is the crystal for Sally, is the hawk's eye or falcon eye, which is called the stone of overview. Have you, a hawk's eye is a beautiful, it looks like a hawk's eye basically, so it's a kind of a blacky blue stone, opaque, with a flashing translucence through it, which is similar to the to the iris of anyone's eye, and it's an amazing, has an amazing chatoyancy. I think that is the technical term, which comes from creosote, and creosote is, we also manufacture that into asbestos. So it is quite, it's a real pet. I think if you describe it, it's like a piercing practicality to the concept of oversight. The affirmation is, I rise above every situation and I take the long view. I am connected with spirit. And just like the hawk, which flies over and has that amazing foresight, amazing vision. This is a tonga, a crystal, which encourages us to take that long perspective and to use the acuity of our own knowingness within and our own eternal ability to rise above. So it's a really powerful falcon's eye or hawk's eye. Stones are incredibly powerful to wear and beautiful, particularly if you like wearing black. So, and that's it is actually just the concept of taking the overview in a period of your life which is influenced by change. So in this year, in this cycle, there is change, and so having that overview is a very useful skill within yourself that you can tap into when challenged by our physical world or object world realities. Yeah, that's cool. Jealous.
Yeah. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much, Carmen, and thank you, Sally, for your question.
For sharing.
Mm. Yeah. And Sally, we would love to hear back from you, like, get the feedback of what Carmen shared with you. And, let's take another question from the webcast. We have Colette from Ville. So she gave
from her birthday. Where is Colette from?
Nashville.
Nashville. Thanks. Cool.
Okay. And so her birthday is July 8th, 1982. And also she gave, she said if she wonder if this info is enough, which is 16 degrees Cancer, Sun 17 degrees Aquarius, Moon 80 degrees Aquarius, Rising 26 degrees North Node. And she wants any information you feel like to share with her.
Sorry, the Moon is, I'm just was rapidly writing it down. Moon is?
8.
Is 8 degrees Aquarius.
Yes, yes.
And rise, so North Node. 26 Scorpio, North Node, 26 Scorpio. And her rising sign is 17 degrees Aquarius.
17, yes, Aquarius.
Right, okay. So we've got 4 there. Well, kia ora, Colette. Just bear with me as I just find all of these tonga, your stones, your elemental stones. I love, I've got a shout out because I'm a 15 degrees Cancer. Colette, and I just would encourage you to just have a look, look out for your fixed stars, because we have a fixed star in, we call the star Ōtahi. Canopus is the other. I'm not sure if you can see it from Nashville, but it's the second brightest star in the sky after Sirius. And I don't know the exact degree for for 16 degrees Cancer, but you also may have Sirius there. And I say that because I've got them. they are just really powerful, such powerful stars when you connect in with them. And that with that degree of Cancer on your sun, they're incredibly mystical stars, but also huge forces for enterprise and for abundance. So that's just a little comment around the fixed stars. So with July 8, we have, just working out the universal year, healing within the universal year. So this is a 9-year for Colette, and this could be a period of time where you are facing endings. And I have always personally been quite challenged with 9 years, but the good news is that you tip over into a first year, and if you take the blessing of why things are ending and see within them the gems of something new, that's always, I think that's the lesson, that where there is an ending, there's always a beginning. But I just like to, 9 years are hard. They can challenge you. So if you are experiencing that, a big hug for continuing to through that. Not easy. And let's get into, so we're going to 16. I'm going to round up because this is generally anything that's above a degree a tenth of a degree, we round up. So for your sun, the crystal is Tonga, is Avalonite, which is pretty sure this is stone in California. There's only one company that sell it. And it's called the Temple Stone. The affirmation is, I become aware of my body, soul, and spirit as sacred temples. I can access the wisdom hidden in activating human DNA. My guess with that is it links in with Canopus, the fixed star Canopus. That's for us, that star is a highly tapu star, which means that it's a source of sacred information, and often means in a person means that you need a lot of time on your own in your cave to assimilate where you're at. So I'm not sure if that's a thing for you, but the crystal with your sun is Avalonite, and as I said, I'm pretty sure that only comes from one place in America. That crystal only appears. It's a specific quartz, which is only found in one place and has got a specific name. Okay, so moving to the rising sign, Aquarius 17. And again, I think I'm going to round up, and just because most crystals we round up for. So this crystal, Colette, for your rising sign is Aquarius 18, and it's amber, which is the stone of self-awareness. So it's a beautiful, most people know what amber is. We often, there's been a real fad of babies wearing amber around their throat to bring solace for teething and for all sorts of other issues, but it's an absolutely beautiful, I mean, amber's a beautiful stone. And so that's Colette's rising sign stone, the stone of self-awareness. The affirmation for amber is, gathering self-awareness creates positive change for those around me and the collective, which is a very Aquarian message, the realm of Aquarius is all around the collective consciousness and advancing humanity without being too wedded to the personal. It's a very objective, an objective ability. So having some self-awareness to influence our collective consciousness is a significant gift. So that is arising. We're just moving to the moon sign for Colette, which is Aquarius 8. I hope I'm getting this all right, because without Colette on the line to give us feedback, we're just going to hope that it resonates with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to round up again. Oh, I love this. I'm so jealous. When I read people's crystals, I'm like, oh, not fair. So Aquarius 9, the crystal is ruby and kyanite. Now, so that's kyanite is a beautiful, amazing crystal. There are two crystals. There are two tonga. This is really important for anyone listening, that come completely clear of any insight. So however they've been handled, taken from the earth, whoever's hands they've passed through to get to you, kyanite and citrine is the other two crystals. You never have to clear them. They come free. They're a silica, a glass. So kyanite's a blue kind of a glass. And as I said, it just comes clear. So you don't have to bless it. You don't have to clear it. You just pick it up and love it. So with ruby and kyanite, everyone knows what a ruby is. So it's that brilliant red beryl, which is ingrained within the kyanite. Beautiful. As I said, I'm really jealous. Very, very jealous of you, Colette, having this as your moon. So moon sign is all about your emotions. So this would be a crystal that I would hold on to and wear close to my heart, because it will amplify. It'll amplify your emotions and your emotional well-being and your feelings and will help you with clearing and anything that is important to you, which could be particularly useful in a year 9 when dealing with endings. We've called this crystal the Stone of Acceptance. And the affirmation is self-belief, truthfulness and self-confidence supports me to reach for the stars. And we just identified a couple of stars, Colette, you might want to connect with. I seize opportunities to change my own and all universal realities. So those are fairly important messages of acceptance and of awareness. I think that's really cool. Okay, last one. We're going to, and great to have a Scorpio stone. And this is close to you, one chef, this stone, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Because on your rising. So the north node for Colette is your rising. And sorry, I'm just looking around Scorpio. I'm going to round up again, and the crystal is a Peruvian blue opal, and this also belongs to Monsef. They had your resonance that linked you in. And we've got another opal. This is the Peruvian, Colette, you've got the Peruvian for your north node, your fate, which is, I'm kind of chuckling because here you are talking to Monsef, whose rising sign is the Peruvian blue opal. And we know his role in helping us to find our destiny and connect into our destiny. And the title of this beautiful, translucent and opalescent, that's the word that goes with opal, is the Stone of Prophecy. The affirmation is prophetic vision for the future. Fortune-telling and all things metaphysical are benefited by angelic guidance and connecting with my spirit guides. So that's a really deep and meaningful crystal for you, Colette, as it is for Monsef, our guide, and how cool that you two connected with the knowledge around that crystal. So, I hope that has been really helpful. There's some beautiful colours there, two blues. And the hawk's eye, and it is a lovely representation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you so much.
The flashing of gold in the amber, mm-hmm. and yeah. kyanite in the and the Peruvian. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. Thank you so much. And yeah, thank you for the guidance. That was so so beautiful. And also thank you so much, Colette, for your question.
For sharing. Thank you, Colette. Yes. I hope this last 9 years is peaceful.
So can we take one more caller?
Absolutely.
We have like 6 minutes left. Okay.
Sure.
We have a caller from Florida, phone number ending with 2021. Hello.
Hi, Monse.
Hi.
Hi, Carmela.
What is your name?
Thank you so much. Kia ora.
Hi, Melinda.
Kia ora, Melinda. Welcome.
Thank you. My birth date, first of all, well, I have kind of two things going on right now, learning how to, you know, stay in my body and maintain my energy and expansiveness in my heart. I work in a pretty dense atmosphere, and I've been having some difficulty keeping, even though I've gotten pretty good at demagnetizing, there are instances where I do kind of get swept in there, you know, in the chaos.
Yeah.
And I can yeah. feel myself dipping down. So I was wondering about anything that might be helpful with maintaining that. And also, my birthday is January 2nd, 1960, and I was born at 8:30 a.m. So whatever you think would be in my highest and best good at this time.
Okay, well, firstly, thank you for sharing that and also for the work that you're doing. I'm assuming that it is assisting with our collective healing and consciousness. And so thank you for that. Melinda, something that maybe we could just do this right now, because it actually is a good, it would be helpful for everyone who might be listening and who chooses to listen in the future. But if you just, you can just bring back your shoulders, and if you do envisage your heart energy actually just sweeping around, it's like you do a sweep, as you would with breath. So with a sweeping breath, we take the air up from the ground and we bring it up into the light and we take it down into our heart. So if you just imagine all of that energy in your heart, and if you just slowly start to expand that, just think about how far you can actually expand that heart energy, and you can actually push it out. So if you push it out as far as the room, as far as further out, it actually puts you in a different place in terms of your own field, and it changes the electrical signals of everything around you. If you can push your heart energy out as far, you know, if you can push it down as far as New Zealand, you're pretty much protected from anything that will happen, because the enormous power of your heart to change other and to bring other vibrations and other frequencies up is massive. We just need to step into it. Sometimes you have to do a bit of heart wall activity, and that's just clearing out the wounds where we've absorbed them. If you're quite a fluid and open person, you're picking up people's signals all the time and experiencing them. So bringing that, if you breathe and come into your heart and then push it out, that will really assist you in keeping your own vibrations really high. And then you can use that when you're in that space. You can use that really to have any conversation with the physical, with the object world, which is around your own safety and well-being. One, if you really fast way to amplify your heart power and to hold you in your heart space, and to hold you in that, because it's not just the power to heal and to change around you, but it's also the power of abundance that an enormous, you know, if you really start using your heart as a fridge magnet. I mean, if you buy one of the packages, we've got a magnetized heiteki, and as I said, I keep mine in my bra and sleep with it. You know, it doesn't leave my side basically. But in the, you know, if you don't do that, you can just get a magnet. from your fridge and just stick it in your bra and just keep it there, particularly if you're working in that dense field. And that just is, I think it's not just the magnetic part, and people can't explain what magnets do, particularly in the healing realm, but it just connects you into your heart. And it makes you aware that of your heart's power, and that will, it'll amplify that knowing for you. So that would be what I would recommend immediately. With your birthday, so you're having, you're welcome. You're having, or you're also having, where are we? 1 and 2, January 3rd. So this is a year of 6. So has family been a significant in family issues? Have they been significant for you?
Family issues? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's because you're in a 6 year. Next year, you'll shift over into a 7, and the 7 is around wisdom. And so everything you learn through this, the experience of family, whether it's a challenge or whether that's a, you know, whether it's been a gift, whether you've will actually bring a new sense of wisdom. So you're going to, it's not that long before you slip over into your 7 year. So I'm just going to have a look at the crystal on your sun. I don't have, just with the timing, I don't have enough time to run all of your other degrees, but I can tell you for January the 2nd, which is the beautiful sign of Capricorn. Sorry, just taking a while to get to where I need to get to. My system's taking a little bit longer. I'm going to round down. I don't know why. So the crystal that you have is serpentine, which is also known as Chinese jade. It's a really easily available, I think there's lots of serpentine that comes from British Columbia as well. It's a really translucent, so it's the most, it's really commonly used in jade work. And that jade can be, you know, the light green through to the dark green, as well as it gets dyed into all sorts of different colours. I love serpentine. it's a beautiful crystal that has that, you know, you can see through it. It's the translucency. And the stone, the title is the Stone of Wisdom and Balance. The affirmation is, I induce wisdom by clearing the mind and obtain balance through sourcing the right tools to settle and soothe my mind. So that's really interesting that we have talked about the tools of your heart and a magnet, if you decide to tap into the amplification of magnets. But your heart, your beautiful beating, powerful heart, is the tool which will bring wisdom and balance to you. And that stone, that tong, or that crystal, can help you to be really clear in that when you come into a situation that's chunky or dense or hard. Does that resonate, do you think, for you?
Oh, it does, and you've already helped me, just reminding me to go into my heart and to expand it out. So, yeah, I already feel clearer, and I have a serpentine stone here, and I believe I have a Chinese jade, and I don't know anything really about the mineral kingdom. I mean, I do appreciate them and like them, but as far as knowing how to use them or clear them or program them, you know, I don't, I haven't worked with them. So everything you've said has been really nice. It's been educating as well.
Do you know where, are these serpentine and Chinese jade, are they close to you at the moment? Are they close to where you are?
My Chinese jade is. I'm not sure where my serpentine is.
Okay. So can you just go into your heart now and just expand out your heart and feel the enormous power that rests within you. You're hugely powerful, electrical, magnetic heart. So just really feel that. Now, if you just place your intention, the intention to stay within your heart, to stay focused, to stay protective, to know you are protected. If you stay there and place your intention, just think about where, think about the Chinese jade and the serpentine objects that you have, and just can you feel your heart energy within them?
Can I feel my heart energy? What? I'm sorry.
Yeah, so it's like you put your heart into them. You don't send it, but you place your intention in those items, because if you do that, you've empowered them just like that. And if you practice that, you can be next to them, you can sight them, but if you can just think about them, have the image in your mind and see your heart within them, that makes their charge just like that.
Oh, that's amazing.
So that,
I mean, I can feel the difference in me. I can even feel the difference in my tone of voice. I'm like, whoa, wait.
Yeah. Okay, another question. Are your hands tingling?
Yeah, they are, as a matter of fact, and I'm holding it to my face, a little bit of warmth here. But it's mostly, my whole body, actually.
Yeah. So that, Melinda, is your heart's power. You keep practicing that, because, like, I'm really tingling just having the conversation, and I can hear your voice. If you keep practicing that, you don't have to do anything else. If you can use your heart in that way, and you can learn to bring the intention into any object, and you start with those crystals because they are your crystals, they are your sun crystals, they are part of your being. If you can do that, you're going to go on this enormous journey that is driven by your heart, and which you won't even be able to comprehend. Things will come to you as they need to come to you just by that power. You've cultivated the power of your heart.
That's amazing. So what would I
fun,
get
eh?
On it? Yeah, what would I get in the bracelet then? The serpentine, do you have, what do you recommend? Or do you just send it to us?
Sorry, can you repeat that again? I didn't understand the question.
When you buy a package, how does that work?
Yeah.
Do you just send the stones, or do we request certain stones?
Oh, so we're in this package. We've put a number of crystals together that draw in. So in your case, your sun is Capricorn. So those are the keys. Crystals of Capricorn, whereas we actually don't sell, because there's for each of the 360 degrees, the 365 days, there's a crystal. So, and some of the crystals, I mean, you're quite lucky in terms of your sun, because that's a readily available crystal. But we don't actually sell all of the crystals. I know I talked about Numite before and had to remember where it's from. It's from Greenland. So in terms of, again, when I said you will, I've done is open the door to where you'll start. So if you were interested in a Capricorn astro jewel, that'll amplify your Capricorn abilities to structure and systems and lay foundations, all of those amazing qualities that go with that sign. We don't sell all of the, you know, we don't sell crystals as raw stones.
Okay, I see. Yeah, now I understand. Thank you for clarifying.
But sorry,
thank you very much for being you. And
yeah, you're welcome.
You. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank
lovely
you.
To talk
thank
to
you.
Or like, night.
Love
it's night. Too. Sorry, I forget. Happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Melinda, for calling in. And so thank you so much, Carmel. That was really Very beautiful. And just want to share quickly a feedback from Colette. She said, thank you both so much. That was amazing. I've experienced so many endings this year. Looking forward to new beginnings next year.
Mm.
I adore the stones you mentioned and can't wait to add them to my tool bag.
Oh, that's really cool. That's really cool. Mm. Did, Monsif, when we were doing the heart opening exercise and trying to see our heart and objects, or trying to place our heart, or trying to push out our fields to encompass our heart, did you experience tingling in your hands?
No, I was like multitasking at the same time, so.
You're naughty. That was the power up. That was okay. So that's something that I just really encourage people.
Okay.
I encourage people to really do that, and it's because and it probably showed. That's the Mercury retrograde sting, Monsef. That's you know, because we spend too much time in our minds thinking about stuff. And as soon as you step into your heart power, and the more you harness your heart power, whether that is placing it into a crystal object in the next room, it just you. And the more you experience the tingling in your hand, which is the power up, that is the power of the heart, and it is 60 times more powerful than the brain. It answers questions. It brings what we need to us, and we stop having to think about it. These things come effortlessly. We stop having to worry about, have we done enough clearing? What emotions are we hanging on to? What's coming at us? How do we protect ourselves? You know, how do we stop people sucking our energy? Actually, if you're in your heart, if you can cultivate that heart power, which we did in that little exercise, these things, the hardness, the endings, the density, it just falls away from. It starts to fall away from you, and you start to draw in new experiences that are way beyond anything you can imagine. That's the magic part. So I guess that's, yeah, I'm encouraging everyone to get into your heart space, but really to understand it's not just about saying I'm in my heart, it's actually about harnessing the biggest tool you have, the biggest gift that any of us have is beating on the left side of our chest.
Mm-hmm.
And not just blood.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, that's so
yeah,
so beautiful. I will do it. Thank you. Thank you so much, Carmel. Yeah, very, very grateful to you for all the time that you spent with us. That was really, I really loved the call, like every part of it, like the information that you gave us in the beginning and also the guidance you gave to the audience. So, very grateful to you for that. And also thank you so much for the packages that, we are offering to our audience. So, thank you so much, Carmel.
Thank you. And just thanks to everyone out there. And I hope we all continue to experience more of the sacred in our mundane lives. The more we embrace the sacred, the more we embrace our sacredness, the more beautiful our lives are. So I just really would love to acknowledge the connection we've all had in the circle that is the internet, the globe, it's a powerful, it is a really, really powerful connection that we have. I can feel everyone there. And I thank you, Monsef, for being the instigator of bringing us together. So Modi Order, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you to you, Carmel. For everything you shared and for allowing us to experience this and to receive this information, which is really eye-opening. So thank you again. And so everyone, also thank you so much. Very grateful to each and every one of you for being here, for sharing with us this space, this time, and co-creating with us this experience. So thank you so much. Mm. And again, highly recommend using the tools that Carmel is offering to us. And so we have two packages. The first one includes after Jules, and the second one includes a hematite Tiki with Scorpio strand, and there is also a magnetized Haitiki that comes as a bonus in both packages. And you can find both on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Carmel. yourdivineuniqueness.com/Carmel. CARMELLE. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page. Thank you again, everyone. I'm sending you so much love, and happy Halloween, and I will see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone.